You're listening to Boston Public Radio. I am Jim Browdy. She is Marjorie Egan. Marjorie, you know that old saying, as goes Medford, so goes America?
No,
you know that saying?
I don't know that saying,
well,
Jim.
Let me put it another way. As goes a kid from Medford, maybe so goes America. Tomorrow, Medford native, he's now the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg's groundbreaking ban on sugary drinks of more than 16 ounces goes into effect unless some injunction is issued. And we want to know at 877-301-8970 if you would like to see a similar ban come to New England. It's 877-301-8970. Here's Bloomberg yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, I think with Bob Schieffer, whom I love, making an impassioned plea for the soda ban at a critical time. Here he is.
This is in the country's interest. This year, for the first time in the history of the world, more people will die from too much food than from too little food. More people will die from the effects of obesity than from starvation.
And let me add something else.
Is that true?
What?
Is that true?
Well, I assume if he says it's true.
I'm suspicious.
Let me add two more facts. Number one, we are the second fattest nation on the earth. By the way, Qatar is past us. We used to be number one. And number two, for those who are going to call at 877-301-8970 saying it's not the government's business, I would say when you have an obesity epidemic and it is clear that the families of America have failed their children. I'm serious. We have the fattest kids. And by the way, I was a little fat kid myself. I was a roly-poly little kid. I know what it's like. I know all the impacts. When our families have failed their children and themselves, Marjorie, It is time for the Michael Bloombergs of the world to enter the fray.
I would say it is not time for the Michael Bloombergs of the world to enter the fray at all. I think what you need is public education, not banning things. Jim wants to ban everything, from cigarettes, which would have been a terrible idea. Thank God I didn't prevail on that. And bad foods. I mean, you're already banning things like trans fats in your hometown of Cambridge, which, by the way, would have been the place you would think would be first on the bandwagon. What happened to Cambridge?
You mean in terms of the sugary drinks?
They haven't banned any.
They've been studying it for like a year.
20 ounce?
And actually, there's disagreement apparently between the city council, which is sort of shocking, and the public health department. But you know, Marjorie, public education is a great thing. But public education, everybody knows that drinking a huge gulp that you could bathe in as well as drink is bad for you.
Everybody doesn't know it. You read these stories and see these shows on TV about the obesity crisis. It is shocking and stunning what people don't know. They grew up on Doritos. They think it's okay to give their kids Doritos. They grew up drinking soda. They think it's okay to give soda. And the ridiculous thing with the 20-ounce ban is
16 to you.
Well, there's a 20-ounce ban too.
No, right? It's over 16 ounces of a sugar drink
in
restaurants and delis and that sort of thing.
And by the way, places like 7-Eleven are going to be exempt.
They are exempt for the time being.
You can still get the big gulp. It's that people are just going to buy more soda. You can go to the supermarket. You can buy, a 9,000-gallon bottle of soda.
Not when you're a restaurant.
Well,
and by the way, it is much less likely. As a former fat person myself, I am much more likely, if it was available, to buy a huge drink one time than have to order a second time. Because then you actually think again. And do you acknowledge it's a huge problem? I don't mean that as a pun.
The obesity problem?
Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
And is there a solution on the horizon other than government? What is the solution?
Yes, I think there's a lot of awareness. You have Michelle Obama, who I think is doing a pretty good job talking about the right ways to feed your kids. And there's all these people that are starting, to make – we had the guy from
formerly of
Trader Joe's come in a couple of weeks ago to tell us about his efforts to make cheaper – available vegetables and fruits and all the things that people said they're too expensive to buy. So I think you want to do a public awareness. Look what we did with smoking. Do you think your mother, you have told me,
by the way, excuse me.
Your mother gave you a big fat salami sandwich, was it?
Every night before I went to bed, yes.
Okay. Do you think
with
your
an
mother
extra slice on top
knew that salami was probably fattening?
Well, she may have, but let's go back to the cigarettes thing for a second. You say, the public awareness campaign did it. Cigarette ads were banned from television. And they were banned from television, which was a huge part. No, but that is a government intervention.
You're not talking about ads. You're talking about banning
the actual
product.
But it is government intervention. This is the way Bloomberg wants to do it. Mm-hmm. In the old days, I don't know if it was because of C. Edward Cooper just died a few weeks ago, former Surgeon General. Whatever it is, all I'm saying is the private sector is failing. Our number is 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. The only decent argument you have against this, I think, in all fairness, is if Cambridge isn't doing it, then it really is an issue.
An email at bpr@wgbh.org from
saying
Christopher
what?
From New Hampshire, who
What's
calls you the commissioner of banning.
Well, maybe
Jim
I am.
Browdy. You love to ban everything. I mean, Again, I don't think this is the way to go because there's too many ways around it. Plus, you know, imagine if we banned cigarettes. Imagine the black market we'd have in cigarettes, like the black market.
He's not banning soda.
No, but, well, he's banning a certain type of soda.
No, a certain size of soda.
Yes, which is the type of soda that comes in a big, huge, big gulp type glass, even though you can go to 7-Eleven and get them, or you can go to the supermarket and get them. You can go to the convenience stores and get them. I just think this is silly. I think Michelle Obama is doing a great job. And I think people are getting educated in the schools. You know where else is doing a great job? Schools. You know, instead of having the mystery meat that was doused in all that gravy and stuff, schools across America, because of government
intervention,
they've
done a good job in Massachusetts,
are doing a good
too,
job. They're doing it in Massachusetts. They're actually serving little radishes. I don't know how many kids are actually eating the little radishes, but they're serving the little radishes, and they're making a big deal about healthy foods, and they're changing what's in the vending machines.
Let me say this. I hear that, and that is a good thing. And the guy who was the former state rep, who's now the, what's his name, who's now the Middlesex sheriff, was intimately
Peter
Kutujian was intimately involved in that thing. The problem, as someone, again, who used to have a weight problem, and I do say used to have a weight problem, let's leave it there, is this. Portions in this country, Marjorie, I can't think of the name of the place in the Cambridge Galleria. There's a restaurant there that's very famous. It's a chain. I'll think of it in a minute. The portions, one portion could feed small country.
So why don't you ban portions? Why don't you
I think
ban
there should be portion
7-ounce portions?
I think there should be portion
control.
You
want to ban them?
Not ban.
You
I think there should
have
be
an edict?
At least recommendations.
You want to make restaurants in America all have to have 6 ounces or less of
I want to see
steak?
How this sugary drink ban goes.
This is the road you're going on,
Do you think, by the way, in all seriousness, do you think Michael Bloomberg is some radical? He's a billionaire business guy who happens to be – he's a businessman.
I think
he's not some anti-business
– bee in his bonnet about sugary drinks.
He does.
And he's trying to enforce
and
it
salt.
All across the city of
and
Manhattan.
And trans fats.
Yeah.
877-301-8970. Should we bring the New York City ban
– No.
Which goes into effect tomorrow to New England? Let's start with Eddie. You're in Cambridge. Eddie, welcome to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. Hey.
Hey, how you doing? I'm wondering why it's just soda. It's almost because a lot of these juices and Gatorade have just as much sugar as a soda does.
Well, you know, if it's 100% juice, it's not covered. I think something like Gatorade, if it's served in a restaurant, actually may be covered.
Well, if it's
Eddie.
Not already, that'll be next, Eddie.
Also, what about the beers they serve in a lot of these bars? These beers are incredibly fattening.
That's a very good point.
And the intoxication value as well, and you can still get a pint of beer anywhere in New York.
I guess, Eddie, the answer to your question is one step at a time. Eddie, thank you
for
the call.
They talk about this bowling lounge somewhere in New York City where they sell sodas by the pitcher. Imagine, instead of getting a pitcher of beer to share among your friends at the table.
Wait, soda by a pitcher or beer by a pitcher?
By the pitcher. A huge pitcher of soda. We don't know how many people are drinking it. Now instead, in anticipation of the ban, Jim, they're serving carrot juice and beet juice.
Have you heard?
Not like a nice beet juice.
Stephen Colbert had an interesting analysis of this ban when it was first proposed by Mayor Bloomberg. Here's Colbert.
No more giant sodas. Come on. This is America, the land of plenty. We haven't even achieved type 3 diabetes yet. We're so close. And I don't know about you folks, but I can't drink less than 16 ounces. I need a soda so large that James Cameron wants to go to the bottom of it. This ban will completely ruin my movie-going experience. I go to the cinema to drink an oil drum of soda that makes me pee 30 times.
He's pretty funny.
That is perfect, and he's also dead right.
Isn't he? Let's go to Susan from Southbridge. What do you think, Susan? Jim wants to ban big sodas. Are you with him or against him?
I'm totally with him.
Oh, hi, Susan, from our former lives. Good to talk to you again,
How
Susan.
How are you?
We're excellent. We're glad to hear from you.
That is great to hear you guys.
Great.
Really great. I just think that you know, I'm totally with you, Jim. Enough. These drinks are just as dangerous as cigarettes when it comes down to it. There's no need for them. They're full of rubbish. There's no nutritional value. I mean, it's crazy. And every time we turn around, we're seeing huge obese people.
So why not, Susan, why not just ban soda? Why not just ban it all? I mean, if it's so bad for us.
Well, I can answer the question. It's not like a cigarette where one puff is bad. I mean, in moderation, have a little soda, have a little pizza, have a little something, have a little dessert, but don't gorge yourself. And Bloomberg is trying to help the process along.
You ever look at what's on the back
Susan,
of a
Susan, thanks. It's great to hear from you.
Can of soda, the ingredients,
yeah.
Whether it's regular soda, whether it's diet soda. Remember when they had the little tiny bottles of Coke?
Yeah,
only
yeah,
about
yeah.
6 ounces. Then they went to 12 ounces. Now they went to 96 ounces, Jim. Is that how many?
No, I mean, you go to
you're
some.
Swigging down
I know
the
it's not going to cover the store 24s mm-hmm. of the world. I mean, the generic store 24s. But you can literally buy a soda, Marjorie, mm-hmm. that you could bathe your little children. No, I'm serious. You drink the soda, and then if your tub is full of something, you put your kid in the big gulp,
okay.
and you wash them there.
Let's squeeze in one more call. Clark from Cambridge. What do you think about banning big sodas, Clark?
I think it's something that we have to do, Marjorie. As a former fat kid who's lost 50 pounds in his life.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you. They're all watching us. We are Cambridge. We are New York City. You can put out PSAs that no one's going to watch. You can hang yeah. posters in cafeterias. They're reading headlines about what the smartest people in this country are doing. We are them. We are the ones that have to do better on this fight.
Well,
Clark,
it is true that Cambridge really has, in a shocking way that's disappointed us all, dropped the ball here. And where's Brookline? I mean, usually it's Cambridge, and then Brookline is right behind. I think we've banned styrofoam in Brookline, and not plastic bags. We have banned styrofoam from the coffee shops.
Clark, thanks for calling. You know, you belittle the Cambridge City Council, but I served on the council for one term. We actually passed a resolution to end the war in Iraq, and look what happened. Look what happened there.
I belittle them. I got a plaque from them.
Oh, we both did, actually.
Yeah, we
congratulating
did.
Us on our new thing. Karen, you're on the Mass Pike, and you're on with Jim and Marjorie on Boston Public Radio. Welcome.
Well, how are you?
Excellent.
Excellent.
I'm all for the ban, but it is only a tip of the iceberg. Cambridge should ban all sodas with high fructose corn syrup. And we, you know, as people, as the public, we should take a stand against a government that is subsidizing the corn and soy industry and not allowing farmers to grow real vegetables and real food and falling to the pressures of the food industry.
Hey, Karen, this is a horrible connection. We get your point, and thank you so much for the call. How about the corn fructose, that's the
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Where do you buy your bread?
What?
Where do you buy your bread?
I don't know where about.
Well, if you buy it in the supermarket, you know what it's all full of?
No, it's
high fructose corn syrup.
I understand that. You got to be really discerning.
Why don't you ban the bread, Jim?
Can I make clear where I am in this rather than you representing what my position is?
You ban cigarettes, then you ban the sodas, then you ban the bread.
By the way, when you say on the cigarette mm-hmm. thing, you know, not only did I mention the ads, you're acting like there's no government intervention. Can you smoke at a restaurant in Massachusetts?
No, you can't smoke
and
at a restaurant.
And by the way, let me finish, please. Is that a voluntary decision or was that a state law that caused it?
Through public education, people began to realize.
It's a law.
I know that's a law, but no one's banning cigarettes, and that's the same thing.
Yes, they are. Pardon me. They're banning them in restaurants.
You know what, Jim? Everybody's over 21. If they want to do bad things for themselves, let them do bad things
for themselves.
Let me be clear
here.
As long as they're not inflicting their bad behavior on other people.
You're so wrong. And last thing I'll say on this is the parallelism.
Jim, we've had enough of what you have
can
to say.
Can you smoke? You can smoke a cigarette outside, can't
yes, you?
You
can.
Fine, but not in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can drink a 400-ounce soda outside New York, but not in a restaurant. It is perfectly parallel to the cigarette situation.
Are you kidding? It's going to be. They're just waiting. The baristas in Starbucks are standing by to enforce the ban.
Bloomberg's
there.
Right, and so am I.
They're giving them a 3-month period. Otherwise, they would all be banning big drinks at Starbucks.
Well,
already,
by the way, you may get your way. The restaurants are suing, and there may be an injunction
right.
issued today. In which case, the thing won't go into effect tomorrow. You want good health. You want obesity epidemic to start to disappear. Bloomberg's on the right track.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm happy to add to the conversation.
Okay. The plot surrounding the Garden Museum's $500 million art heist, it's getting even weirder. Wait till you hear about this. The security guard, who may have been drunk or stoned or both on the night of the heist, is getting increased scrutiny. We're going to talk about that next on Boston Public Radio, WGBH.